holding in the avoided Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos comes every 7 days. The Baruch Hu created the world that every 7 days a person has a Shabbos. If a person knows how to make his Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Be'etzim uplifts him, he becomes a different person. Chaim Shmulevitz would say that Ba'avinaseinu Arabim, Hashem gave Shabbos, that every 7 days a person has something to pick him up, to come closer, to have episode Tfisa and Boira Oilam. Leiden, our generation, Shabbos is the day that you lose. You go down. You have a good 5 days that you sit and learn. Shabbos is a weekend. You rest. And not only that you don't manage to bring it to the place where it has to bring you, you climb up for 5 days and walk down, hopefully, to the place you were before, if not worse. Yeah? That's the reason is like that. It's Alamol every time where the Kedusha is, the Yetzer is there. And the Yetzer, like he saw, Kshem Yerdim, Yerdim Ala Tehoim, when a human being dies, he becomes Tome. When an animal dies, Shvache Tome. When a vegetable dies, nothing happens. Because the more the place is Kadosh, the Tfisa. I don't think it's only when you're a Bacher. So you can go to Tapuach and all these modern mises, yeah? To have your Rida. Go to different places for Shabbos, strange places, hotels, etc. When you get married, you sleep in, you sleep out, maybe learn a half an hour of Shabbos, like a goy. Ba'etzem, Shabbos is like a goy. If a person wants to change, Shabbos is the opposite. He said, Hatu Koidim, Shabbos Shabbos Nitna Toiro. You go and state that every word that you learn in Shabbos is connected Tariyak. During the week you get 1 point for a word, and Shabbos you get Tariyak. So what does the Yitzhak hold? He says, Chaval, if you learn one Shabbos, he has 613 times what he learned during the week. Let him to learn 5 days, not to learn a word in Shabbos. Say that. He has 5 days. Shaltzach Tzoyim would learn Shabbos, he will be 613 times. This is the Yetzer, and people know it. Invited them to learn a half an hour of Shabbos and a quarter of an hour of Shabbos. Yeah, it's a terrible zach. But to fight that, we started to speak that the Etzem is a tzura of Shabbos. Chazal say, V'ichinu, mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, v'yoichal be'Shabbos. It's not only that Hashem gave us a Shabbos Kodesh, He gave us as a avoido to prepare for the Shabbos Kodesh. As a chiv to prepare. As a chiv Shabbos, as a halachas of Erev Shabbos, as a chiv to get ready for Shabbos. So you write Shabbos is 1 day out of 7 days. But in the Etzem, the Friday is the day that you prepare for Shabbos. And this is really the place where Shabbos is. So, we spoke one thing, b'ktzorah, and I didn't know the whole Maises and the whole Inyonim, about that Shabbos is emune, Lel Shabbos is emune, v'ayichul ha'shomayim v'oretz v'chol tzvon, and a person believes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem created the world in 7 days, v'yonach b'yom ha'shvi, melach b'yasura, Chavis Alvovis in Shara Bitochen explains that when a person to become a Talmid Chochem, you have to have Bitochen. When a person has Bitochen, he could sit and learn, and he doesn't care, and he's sitting and learning. When a person doesn't have Bitochen, he's worried from where he will have money, from where he will have Parnasa, from where he will have Shiduchim. He can't relax. So he says the Aleph, Avodas Hashem is bitoch. So the Yisrael of Shabbos is Be'etzem bitoch. The Yisrael of Lel Shabbos. We explain we have Lel Shabbos, Shabbos Day, Shabbos afternoon, as what we explained last time by Rehovo. But the Yesod HaBitochen is that in our generation, it's easy. Well, then it's easy. Maybe I'll say it's hard. It's easy because you just have to believe that Hashem created the world. Yeah? And someone tells you, you know, don't do Ishtadot HaShiduchu. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah? And then you hear that your friend said something about you, you want to kill him. Yeah, but you believe everything is from Hashem, but you want to kill him. You know, I believe Shiduchim, Basplein, and Deploying in Hashem. It's Bashaot, it's Bashaot, and you know, in every place you give a gun to Brosha, but if you hear that your friend said, Epis, a slightly word about you, you want to kill him. So it's very nice to believe. Bis kumple mais. And if you want the Shiduch, the Shadchan will stand outside the Yeshiva in the middle of Seder, people will go out, yeah? Even if you will have another kosher before, some people will go over to him, yeah? I'm for sure nothing good will come out of it, but people go. This is us. In the old days, when we had to believe Shabbos, we closed, we didn't water our plants, we didn't water our fields. It was nothing. Today, all the machines work automatically on Shabbos. It's hard to keep Shabbos, and if you have hotels, you do a shtar mechira, hey, no nursing homes closed on Shabbos, nothing is closed, yeah? The guys that own the world carry on owning the world, yeah? It's very hard. It's very hard. In that days, a person really had to believe in Shabbos. Really had to have emunah Shabbos Kodesh. Person today, if he doesn't have a Shabbos clock in the air condition, will not go up Shabbos morning. He's already now doesn't know what to do. The old days was no Shabbos clock to put on the air condition. There was no way to have cold drinks during Shabbos by day. There was no day to have hot. Yeah, tomorrow, you're in the epis. Maybe the chump stayed warm. So, this is what people had. They had one or two candles, and the Shabbos was pitch dark. There's nothing what to do. And, but that is be'etzem, the way that people had emunah when Shabbos Kodesh came. So the alibis with Shabbos was really to connect the human being to believe that Hashem created the world and to live emunah. To live it. To live emunah. When a person lives emunah inside him and he really lives the emunah and he believes in the emunah, so then, he's in a different matzah. So this is what we spoke last week. But the Yesod of Shabbos is be'etzem the emunah and b'yoylo. And I'm saying, so I want to start to go to more lemaisa. So the aleph base of a person is to try to take on himself on Shabbos to live emunah. Now, I want to explain what it means to live emunah. Chazal say, melachtecho asuyah, right? Not only that I'm not allowed to do melachas, as a din, melachtecho asuyot. What does it mean, melachtecho asuyot? Everything is done, it's taken care of, I relax. I know, I believe that Hashem is running the world, is a chiyuv ishtadlis, is a chiyuv ishtadlis, but today that it's, I don't need to do ishtadlis, I'm off, so today everything is good. Will not help that I will plan. And then that the Gemara brings down, the Moifis of the Gemara. Chosi Dechot, I was walking in his field, and he saw a hole in the gate. So he thought to himself right away, after Shabbos, I have to fix it. Come and go inside the head of the Chosi, unless I took the walk Shabbos. I found it, because if not, the Ganovim and the animals would come and be nothing left. So he was happy. Oh. So he planned in Shabbos what he will do after Shabbos. So he said, no, I'm leaving it open. If Moses says Hashem made a nest, and the katzach is a kind of plant, we call today drugs, yeah? Grew there, he sold it, he made a lot of money. It's not dangerous ones, yeah? But he made a lot of money. It was a kind of vegetable that came that he could sell for a lot of money. What is Moses trying to say? He was saying, I saw it, what is the problem? I saw it, decided not to do it. So why Hashem The answer is, he said, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I believe it's Hashem. Shabbos is not the time to try to do Ishtadlus, because Shabbos we live Me'al HaTeva. Shabbos, Hashem lets us leave the world. I will take care of it. So when the Chosid managed to control himself, the Gemara not stop saying the story, Ma'aseh b'Chosid Echad, good for the Chosid. The Gemara is teaching us. So I guess guys in Bnei Brak, so you know, once I said it to the guy, and he also had such a story, he came back to me, no drugs grew. At first I thought, in our days drugs will grow, you'll be in jail. So I told him, it was the famous story in the Magen Diskin. The Magen Diskin, the doctors told him he's not allowed to eat shalit. It's very dangerous for him to eat shalit. So Shabbos, the kids moved away the shalit. He ate a whole plate full of shalit. Nothing happened. He told him, Shabbos Kodesh. What could happen? The other week, the kids put shalit on his plate. He told them, the doctor said it's dangerous. Last week, we told you it's dangerous, it's just Shabbos Kodesh. We saw already that you were right. Now you're telling us the doctors. He said, last week I relied on Shabbos. Shabbos saved me. This week I rely on last week. Shabbos will not save me. We have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. It doesn't mean that tomorrow we will make money. It doesn't mean that we will make tomorrow the money. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the world, and if it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's bad. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Okay, for sure the Gemara says the story, but this is Be'etzem, the Emunah that a person has to live in Shabbos Kodesh. This is the Aleph Bits. We'll get later a little bit more. So how a person controls it. If you want really to become a person, like I said, you have to come to when you're 90 years old, the kids will say, by our grandfather, Shabbos, there's nothing more to talk about. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. When someone makes you angry in Shabbos, you say, but I believe everything is from Hashem. Not everything is test. By the work, by the hole, by the drug. Hashem has a lot of way to test. How you test that everything is from Bayra Oyo. You come and you don't have where to eat, and you don't have what to do. And you believe it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Shabbos Kodesh. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today is the day that I'm living Emunah and Bayra Oyo. So when you work on it, I would say work not to get angry over Shabbos, because you believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. One thing you do. Second, like I said, Lel Shabbos especially, you think of Kodesh Baruch Hu who created the world, he's Kol Yochol. He could do anything. You know, you living, you're young, you just see your Dalad Amos, your 8 Amos, your 10 Amos. I'm also young, but I'm a little bit older than you. And I saw a lot of boys that passed Yeshiva. And that's bringing kids that came from wealthier houses, choshevah houses, kids that came from regular houses. And some of them became big Talmidei Chacham. Some of them became very wealthy people. People that has no reason that they became. When you see it with the years, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to who it will go and to who it will not go. It's not up to you. This is Emunah and Bayra Oyo. HaMechabed, the Shabbos, no yisnim lo nachlo blim metzorim. Say shtey. If you keep Shabbos, כל היצורס כסובס מראש השונה חוץ מיצורס שבס. So people ask me, I could buy what I want for Shabbos. So I buy very expensive things for Shabbos. So people tell me, I buy it and it doesn't work out. I said, right. If you buy and you believe in Shabbos, then everything is from Boira Olam. And I'm a Chabad Boira Olam, it doesn't count. But you come, you buy for $5,000 food for Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos you're thinking, and how, and this nursing home, how I will sell it. So you don't believe in the Rebbe Hashem, then Shabbos is Hashem. You think he will pay your bill? It doesn't work like that. Kol HaMechabed is HaShabbos. Again, I'm not saying now Gdorim, I'm not Gdorim for Boira Olam. And I'm saying, Kol HaMechabed is HaShabbos, Zoyche. Mechabed is HaShabbos means that he believes what Shabbos says. Shabbos says, Vayonach Bayoyim HaShvi, the message of Shabbos is, the Koyach of Shabbos is, that we believe that everything is from Boira Olam. That is the Yesod. And that is the reason. The Gemara says, and this will go to the next step. You have to mechabed Shabbos. The Gemara says the Amoraim did it on their own beguf. Rov Molach Shibuse, Rav Sheshes Machrich Reishe. You have to mechabed Shabbos. Av Yom Arodom Zog B'Shulchan Aruch. He said there's an Indian and a guy to do a Chonel Lekabed Shabbos. Why? What is the point? Everyone knows when a very choshev person comes to the house, it's the Balach Sandia, even if he has Mesholsim and that, the big rabbi comes to his house, he serves himself. I got this is what he the house is good, but the one near the door, it's him. He doesn't let his little kids, he's not let the big rabbi will sit in the dining room and he sits in his office. And when the rabbi, he wants to be the matzah, right? That is the Ganze Chashivas. Called to be the God, yeah? Shabbos is be'etzim Boira Olam. Hashem kivyochol is mizgal to us, and we have the echetimtze to mechabit Boira Olam. Because this party is for him. This party symbolizes my emunah and Boira Olam. The way to do it, I want to prepare that I could believe in Boira Olam, that I could show that I believe in Boira Olam, that I could show the tachlis. That is my ganze mahus. That is my ganze mahus. I'm preparing for Shabbos. I'm doing the suda for Shabbos. So this is the reason there's an inyan achonah le Shabbos. When someone gets married, you know, the chassan buys clothes. He buys even new socks. It might have come in. At the end of the chassan, then it will smell anyway. What is the point to come to the wedding with new socks? Shoes are here. Well, new socks. But I looked around. Mamash, every chassan buys himself new socks. Ask me, what? It's my wedding. So, I'm not saying we could afford new clothes for every Shabbos. But to have a big day Shabbos, to change everything fresh for Shabbos, I think my nefkamina. Yeah, sure, they're good. I mean, I have to change my shirt. It's not, we clean people, so we change. But it's not a point now, yeah? But the answer is if you would have a wedding, you will change. This is where Shabbos has to lead you. Because, so I can't, right? We can't buy an animal. The guy that is very close to me, mom, she doesn't have what to do with his money. I told every Shabbos I want to buy new clothes. Every Shabbos he buys new clothes. And from then he started really to make money. Yeah? Why? Again, not to buy, and I want to explain what we started, we'll not get to. But then a guy finishes the suda, sleeps like an animal, wakes up in the late, sleeps like an animal, joins one or two kiddushi, and goes to sleep. He doesn't believe in Boira Olam. It's a bluff. It's a baloney. Avad in the end, he sits till Shabbos and learns for 4 or 5 hours. If not, it's not true that he believes in Boira Olam. I heard once one of the gedolim, he was speaking against, you know, some singers that sing bedvekas. We don't say names, yeah? And he said he was once in a place, it was a poet, Talmidei, minion and his name, and they sang mamish with the ganze Yisraelis. Mishtapchas, jumping, and the walls, everything, you know, I'm sure you saw them all. He said, how do you know if it's real or not? Even when they finish that, they go to Beis Medrash to learn it's real. But if not, the whole crying, it's not even touching. It's not even touching the neshama. It's nothing. Shifri kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem, then he dives the 18 for a second. Vel chamayim vechel libech. David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim, yeah? But he doesn't think Mashiach is coming tomorrow. But David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. Melech David, Melech Melech. So, I'm not saying, we'll have to get. So, if a person is planning to build his Shabbos, and the way we're talking about, and he's planning at the end to lead it to the Kodesh Tikka place, also the Dabar Dvorim Betelim B'Shabbos, that's our Loch and Shulchan Aruch. Also the Dabar Dvorim Betelim B'Shabbos. We don't talk Dvorim Betelim. It's a different day. It's a different day. I'm not holding you, the guy says. Okay. I'm not asking you to hold you. How about you planning? So that everything what we're speaking about now becomes Kaddish. I said it a couple times. Chazal say, "Le'olam yilmad adam mitoch shelo lishmo, shemitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo." So a lot of people are asking Akasha for years already learning shelo lishmo, they never became lishmo. About everyone that we know was learning shelo lishmo. And how much people got to lishmo? I don't know if you can count them on one finger, yeah? What is the answer? The answer is, the Shara, what is your plan? You're planning to get Taker that I will not talk and I will not learn and I will not enjoy. I will just sit and learn. This is my dream. Or you're already thinking about your house and your boat and your car. What are you thinking about? What is your plan? So I'm saying, Shabbos. Shabbos, I heard a couple of times. Every 7 days Hashem gave such a day. That is the key to Hatzlocha. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes down what is called Nechshama Yaseiro. He gives you support. Now, I heard Shteit and Sforim, why Nechshama Yaseiro comes in Shabbos? Comes the Nechshama that is pure. If you manage in Shabbos to be like that, the Nechshama Yaseiro is only coming into a tube that is called Kulei Kodesh. And that picks you up. Your regular neshama is during the week. This neshama is called Kulei Kodesh. This neshama Yaseiro brings you to a different place. Chazal say, Gehen, Rishoyim go out of Gehenna in Shabbos. It's nothing happening. Even the Rishoyim, nothing could touch the Bria. But you have to be in the right place. This is the reason someone is Michal Shabbos, Mois Yumos. Mois Yumos. So Michal Shabbos of Faresia is like a Oyel of the Zohar. We can't touch his wife. Michal Shabbos of Faresia. Guy doesn't learn. I would think the opposite. The guy doesn't learn. The worst thing in the world. Me'etze. Michal Shabbos of Faresia. This is meaning, I believe. If you're not Michal Shabbos, you don't believe. So for sure, we keep the frame. But we have to know this is the Toichen of Shabbos. This is the Toichen of Shabbos. This is the Mahus of Shabbos. So, we'll start for this week, to start, to take it yourself, to try to pass the Shabbos that you believe in Boir HaOilom. Not to get angry, not to bait, to think that everything is good. And to prepare for Shabbos, like I'm getting ready for that matzah. I want to tell you, if you will work on yourself and this, without realizing, you will start to open a sefer. We'll get to the second chayli. Because when you feel stupid not to do that, I believe in Hashem and that, and now what? I'm hanging around there. Hashem, and Mamish. Everything I believe that Hashem created the world. Again, if you feel that you have to open the Gemara, open the Gemara. Again, do step by step, but by you Shabbos Kodesh is emuno bruro bebeiro ilo. And melach techo asuyo, I'm not planning now ishtadlis on different things. Oh, I'll get this and I'm planning to go there and I'm planning, no, out. I'm not thinking about it. Emuna. Zalman said, Hashem gave it every 7 days. A guy that doesn't do it, and then he complains, I have machshavos roes, hirurim roim, I'm down. Don't ask the question. Hashem said, I'm giving you a recipe how a person could manage. There's instructions how to keep this machine going. You don't keep the instructions, and then you have a kasha. I'm down, I'm not successful, I'm not happy. Hashem said, I gave you, I need, every neshama needs once in 7 days, a booze, a matzah. But we don't realize, not only that we're not doing it, I'm sorry. It's really late, I just want the Nikuda, the Kafachayim, the Ben Ish Chai explains Baal Chovah, we'll get to that, that when a person says Nishmas Shabbos morning, the Etzem, then the Neshama Yisrael goes down. And then with the Krishma, he explains how the Malchus Shomayim comes. But he explains that Be'etzem, after a night of Emunah and Boira Oilom, the Nishmas Be'etzem, we thank the Boira Oilom. And we know that he's good and he's native, he takes care of the world. Shabbos, we're very busy in Emunah. Shabbos morning, we wake up. Kelodoyim. We thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's good. Not only that he created, that he's good. It's the Zmiras of Shabbos, that he's good. And when a person says that Nishmas, that who he doeth to Boira Olam, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, that is the who he doeth to Boira Olam. And then the Neshama Yisrael comes to the person. Then the Neshama Yisrael comes to a person. So two things. Emuna, to try to live a Shabbos with Emuna. Try. Peacefully Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a whole Neshama to help you. The Neshama Yisrael that helps you. The bad doesn't have a shlita. The Yitzhak can't even burn the people in Gehenna on Shabbos. And you prepare. You prepare for that Suda. You dress yourself up. You clean yourself up. I'm getting ready for Shabbos Kodesh. Svarim state, if you say, Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Kol Yofel Apsomi. Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. That's Hashem.